What's up, guys? Welcome to the Dental Marketer Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Arias, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about ground marketing to small businesses. And it's no guest, it's just going to be me and you. And this month's topic, if you guys don't know, in our email list, I always talk to everybody every month about a specific topic in ground marketing. So last month, I believe it was apartments. The month before that, it was senior homes. And so this month, it's small businesses. And we talk about how to get new patients from the small businesses in your community. And so let's dive into it. So ground marketing to small businesses. And this is basically where it all started for me, my roots. Ground marketing to small privately owned businesses such as coffee shops, realtors, bakeries, etc., right? Technically, you want to think about it like this. You are a small business that is trying to thrive in your community and serve the community to the best of your abilities. Don't you think other small businesses are trying to do the same thing? Of course they are. And so you want to work cohesively and support your other small businesses as well. So in this episode, what we're going to learn how to get new patients immediately and consistently from these small businesses. You will learn three things. Number one, how to get into small businesses. Number two, how to attract the customers from these small businesses to your practice. And number three, how to attract the employees/owners from these small businesses. And a secret step, or not even a secret step, just another step, is how to create an amazing relationship with each business. And so I guess technically that's four steps, right? That's what we're going to be learning in this episode. And so let's jump into it, okay? We're going to learn the first strategy. And this is a specific small business. And so I want to ask you guys a question. Who loves coffee? Because there's some people out there who love coffee and there's some people who kind of don't, which is, I don't understand you, but I'm going to try and understand you if you don't love coffee. Maybe you like tea or something, right? But I do. I love coffee. And I remember when I did this strategy. And coffee shops are amazing, guys. So many ideas and interesting people come into coffee shops. You'll see families in there, students, CEOs of companies, and also blue collar workers, right? All in one spot in a coffee shop. So ground marketing to coffee shops will open many, many doors for you, trust me. But first, you need to know how to get your foot in the door and actually get new patients from these coffee shops. So you want the employees and managers' approval first, right? You can't just walk in there and start marketing or else you're going to get kicked out. You want the employees to come to your practice and become a patient, okay? Remember that. Also, if you accept insurance, you'll recognize very quickly that Starbucks provides great insurance to their employees. So if you are accepting PPO and you know, okay, Starbucks employees have this insurance, then just turn up the volume because this strategy, I want you to do that, this strategy today or tomorrow, whenever you can, as soon as possible. So once you get the employees to come into your practice, then you can acquire more opportunities, more new patients, more people from these coffee shops. And you can then ask if it's okay for you to participate in any events or set up a booth and hand out freebies and information while people wait for their coffee to be made. So, you guys ready? You ready to learn the coffee shop strategy? It honestly requires 10 steps. 10 simple steps, okay? Step one, go onto your local search engine, probably Google, right? And type in the term coffee shops near me. So type that in, coffee shops near me. Step two, write down the name, address, and phone number of the first five coffee shops. Minimum five. Let's try and at least go to a minimum of five coffee shops in your community. And then step three, block out 1 to 2 hours of the day you plan to visit these five coffee shops. So it's not going to take you a whole day, okay? If one of your employees are going to tell you, oh my God, I got to visit three coffee shops, that's going to take me 8 hours, my whole work day. No, it doesn't. It takes five will take maybe 1 to 2 hours, okay? So just block out 1 to 2 hours of the day so you can go visit these five coffee shops. And step four, create 4 to 5 goodie bags or hygiene kits or giveaways to each coffee shop. So this could include toothbrushes, floss, and toothpaste, right? It can be hygiene kits, but don't create oh, don't start thinking, okay, every coffee shop probably has 10 employees, so that means 10 times 5, I'm going to have 50 hygiene kits ready. Oh, no. Okay, just whatever you have. If you have 3 goodie bags, perfect. Just make that for one coffee shop. And you can make 3 for each coffee shop, right? And that'll be 15 in total if you're doing 5. So don't overthink it. Just don't do more than 5 hygiene kits or goodie bags or giveaways. But at the same time, don't do like just 1 or 2, right? Minimum 3 goodie bags or hygiene kits. Now, here's the next step. Step 5. Either put flyers and business cards in the goodie bags, right? Or giveaways. Or you can bring them with you separately. I honestly think you can just put it in the goodie bags. But at the same time, if you have like specific flyers, right? Then you can always, and specific flyers, what I mean by that is like saying like, hey, for the employees of Starbucks, you guys get this, right? And then if it's a big flyer, right, it was not going to fit in the hygiene kit. You don't want to fold it up or anything. So that's what I mean by bringing it separately or bringing it with you along with the flyer, I mean, along with the hygiene kits. Or if it's just business cards, you can put it in the hygiene kits. And then that's it. Step 6, create a sign-up sheet. Super simple. Just create a sign-up sheet from 1 to 10. Put the incentive on the top of the sign-up sheet. Make sure it says name, phone number, and then you can say best time to reach me at, or name, phone number, text, or call, right? And then they can circle one or the other. And then that's it. Create a sign-up sheet. Make sure your practice name is on top of there too as well. And step 7, create an incentive to give to the employees from the coffee shop. Now, this could be whatever incentive. It could be free teeth whitening. It could be 50% off a specific procedure, like, I don't know, teeth whitening, right? It can also be free exams for you and the family. You can put whatever incentive you want. Just make sure it's something you would want as well. So this means if you just put $100 consultations, if you were walking in the mall and somebody offered you $100 consultations for eye exams, right? Would you hurry to sign up? Probably not. So make sure it's something that you would even want. And in the past, what we've noticed is, yeah, free teeth whitening or new patient special or free exams. Yeah, that does help. Honestly, if you're going to do like $100 exams or $10 off your, or 10% off your, I don't know, next procedure, we've noticed putting no incentive is better than putting something like that. So think about that, right? If you're going to put 10% off your next procedure, they don't even know what they're supposed to get done. So the first things first is they need to go in there and see if they even like you. See if you even like them and see if they're a good fit and if, you know, what work they have to get done and so forth. So think about that, guys. I'm not saying don't ever put 10% off, you know, your next procedure, 20% off your next procedure. Just if you're hesitant of giving something away for free, then maybe you don't have to give anything away for free. A lot of our students don't give anything for free. People just sign up because they need a great dentist. So that's step 7, okay? Create an incentive. Step 8, assuming you are on the day you decided to go and visit these 5 coffee shops, right? Pretend today's the day. You're going to go visit them. Bring all of your goodie bags, your hygiene kits, flyers, business cards, and sign-up sheets. That's step 8. Just bring it all with you, okay? Step 9, walk in like a regular customer with nothing in hand. So leave everything in your car. Everything you just brought in with you, everything you're taking with you, leave it all in your car. So leave the hygiene kits in your car, the giveaways, the flyers, business cards, the sign-up sheets, leave all that in your car. You're going to order a drink. Now, this drink could either be regular coffee, like literally how I get it, just black with nothing in there, no milk or anything like that. And then once you have the drink, simply compliment the employee and the person who made the drink and ask them if they would not mind you giving the employee some free stuff. Mention that you are from a dental practice down the street and how you would love to give them some free stuff as a thank you for always getting my order right. Even if it's your first time visiting, trust me, guys, they will say yes. Not many people just say, man, you know, thank you so much for always getting my order right. They'll even be thinking it's just black coffee in a tall or small cup, right? But you can say, thank you so much. You know, you look at their name tag. Let's just say their name is Billy. Thank you so much, Billy, man, for always getting my order right. I truly appreciate it. You know, would it ever be okay if I can just come in and give you guys, like the employees here, some freebies just as a thank you? And they're like, yeah, well, what kind of freebies? Well, you know, I'm with the dental office right down the street from you guys, and I wanted to see if, you know, I can just give you guys as a thank you, you know, for always getting my order right, always taking good care of us. I'd appreciate that, you know. They were like, okay, yeah, awesome, right? I mean, it's never not worked. It's always beautiful to compliment somebody, right? So do that, guys. They will say yes. And then here's step 10. Go get the goodie bags, hygiene kits, or the giveaways from your car. Once they give you yes, yeah, sure, you can do that. Just say, you know what, let me go get my freebies from the car really fast, and then I'll give them to you, right? So go get the goodie bags or the hygiene kits from your car, along with flyers and the sign-up sheet, but only grab and drop off the four, right? Even if you see like 10 people working at the coffee shop, just drop off the four goodie bags or the hygiene kits. But you're also going to drop off the sign-up sheet and let them know that you are giving them this incentive, whatever you decide to write at the top of the sign-up sheet so the employees can sign up for it. Let them know that you're going to give them this incentive and ask them when would be a good day to come back and pick up the sign-up sheet. And that's it. That's it, guys. After that, they're going to tell you a date and time. They're going to say, come back next Monday or come back in 3 days or whatever. Just schedule the time and date to come back and pick up the sign-up sheet. Okay? And then you move on to the next coffee shop. Now, these coffee shops are small businesses in your community with high volume of people and great employees. And something that after doing the strategy maybe a couple times, I want to say after a couple months, I realized something. Whenever somebody would make me my drink, even if it was just a small coffee, you know, you still have to wait a little bit because orders kind of come in order, right? Depending, right? Some places, even while you're ordering, they'll just pour the coffee if it's just a black coffee and then they'll give it to you right there while you're paying. But some places, no. If you order like a venti, whatever, right? Frappuccino, they have to make it. And so in the morning time or, you know, busy times, they feel pressure because people are just waiting there, right, for their name to be called or for their drink to be ready. And so I noticed this, and I kind of wanted to aid in that process. I wanted to lighten the load. So something that I started doing that I didn't know you can do, but I just asked, and this is a good example of the power of asking, guys. If you don't ask, the answer is always going to be no. I'm sure you probably heard of that. So ask. It doesn't hurt. As a ground marketer, I want you guys to never assume and always ask. So like I said near the beginning of this episode, once you have the supervisor, the manager, the owner in your chair, in your practice, right, ask them if it's okay to set up a small booth to the side and hand out maybe small mouthwash or a go-to or a to-go toothbrush, right? Like they grab a toothbrush to go to their customers who order and wait for their coffee to be made. Okay, so ask that. Ask, you know what? I noticed like you guys are making drinks and everything. Would it ever be okay if we can just set up a small booth to the side? We wouldn't be in the way, wouldn't be bothering anybody. But while people wait for their drinks, they can like grab some of our freebies, maybe information. At the same time, they can grab some small mouthwash or some to-go toothbrushes. That way, you know, they don't just leave with coffee breath. They can, you know, take that away at the same time. Because, I mean, people get coffee breath, right? And so mention this. And also mention a couple things. Mention how, number one, it will relieve pressure from the baristas, right? Having to hurry and make the drinks while the customer is staring at them. And then number two, the mouthwash or the to-go toothbrush will eliminate the coffee breath after their drink. It's complimentary with their drinks. You can even say that. Just say, hey, don't forget, the barista can say that, or the cashier can say, hey, don't forget to get our complimentary mouthwashes or to-go toothbrushes once you get your drink, or you can go and get it right now and then while you're waiting for your drink, right? The cashiers will say this. This will look like a great service from the coffee shop, and it will allow you to talk and sign people up who need a dentist. So this is an amazing thing you can do, right? And it's like setting up a booth, but kind of not setting up a booth in the sense of you're just there helping everybody out, like relieving the pressure from the coffee shop. But at the same time, you're signing people up, and you're there when there's a ton of people there. And they are interested in your freebies because they know they're going to have coffee breath or something related to that, right? And so they're going to go up to you. And so this is an amazing opportunity. And honestly, when I started doing this, I never stopped. I would probably do it maybe once or twice a month, depending on how cool you are with the coffee shop and how you build a relationship with them. if they come to your practice, like the manager, the owner, or the supervisor comes to your practice, gets the free teeth whitening, and then becomes your new patient, then yeah, I would probably come 3 times a month. But if, you know, they didn't sign up, but they're okay with you going in and stuff like that, I just go once, maybe even twice a month and do this, right? So guys, do this. And this is a strategy that's very detailed and very specific with more training and so forth in our signature course, the ground marketing course. So if you watch the training module, anybody listening is a part of the ground marketing course and you're enrolled, then you know the exact scripts and methods for every single step of this strategy. And it's in unit 10. So if you watch the training module, then you will have 100% success rate with this strategy from start to finish. And it will be an amazing pipeline for you to always get new patients from here. Okay, so that's one strategy. And on our third week of in our email list, we shared another strategy. And by the way, everybody, I was shocked at how many people, I mean, I wasn't shocked because I always want everybody to execute and do these strategies. I don't just want to be emailing random people, because this is me emailing you guys my strategies, and I want you guys to actually execute. But I was so happy to see how many of you saw amazing results from the coffee shop strategy. And I got some emails that said, like, you know, I just tried it willy-nilly as I was in a coffee shop, and I was so surprised that not only did this work, but the person in the cashier was like, oh my God, I was just looking for a dentist before, you know, the year's ending, and I needed to find one, and they got him in that day. So guys, do this strategy. Do the coffee shop strategy. It's only going to bring you opportunities and results and new patients, obviously. So please do it. And so on the third week, we discussed another business. So let me ask you a question, listener, the person listening, right? Do you have any hair salons in your community? Many great decision makers, meaning moms, right, spend their time in these locations looking to look and feel great. And believe it or not, hairstylists have a strong influence on their clients, and their clients trust their recommendations. So it only makes sense to learn how to get new patients from hair salons. Now, with this strategy, just like the coffee shop strategy, you do need to walk in. So this is not a over-the-phone type of strategy. No, it's an in-person strategy. Okay? And let's just dive into it. Let's just jump into it. And no, this strategy is not going to involve you having to get your, like, a full hair blowout or anything like that. Okay? It's just simple. You walk in, and this will work with even like salon studios or Sola studios, the place where, you know, a lot of hairstylists can rent a place out. I don't know if you, I think it's called Sola Salon or Sola Studios, where there's many hairstylists in there, and you can go into each section of these. This is where I tested the strategy out when like many years ago, and it worked in a location like that. But at the same time, it does work in a standalone location, right, where it's just one hair salon. So anyways, you're gonna walk in and you're gonna say, hi, you know, I was wondering if I could have some of your business cards, your information. That's okay. And then you're going to say, or they're going to say, yeah, why? Did you need something? What's this for? And then you're going to say, oh, well, you know, I'm with the dental office like right down the street from here, and we wanted to give our patients some deals and information about, and then you're going to name their business, right? About you guys or about this specific procedure that you do or whatever, right? So that they can use it. We also wanted to put it into their goodie bags when they leave the office, if possible. Every month or so, we like to showcase a specific business, and this month we decided to pick you guys. So I was hoping that's okay. And they're going to say, okay, yeah, we would love that, right? Now, here's the thing. You can just say, oh, you know, I'm the dental office right down the street from here, and we wanted to give our patients some deals and information about what you do so that they can use it, especially after they get like a full mouth reconstruction or after they get veneers or a beautiful smile. They want to you know, get their hair done and everything like that. So I would love it if I can have some of your information. You can say that too, right? You don't have to say, I showcased your business. Then they're going to say, okay, yeah, we would love that, right? Then once they gather freebies for you, then say, wonderful. I will probably come back later this month to pick up more if that's okay with you. Then they're going to say, yeah, of course, definitely. That'll be awesome. Then you're going to say, thank you for this. But this is how you're going to say it. You're going to say, thank you so much for this. You know, if you guys ever want, the dentist and I are more than happy to give you or your clients some free professional whitening, since you're our neighbor and we are featuring you in our hygiene kits this month. So we can definitely do that for you guys this month. They're going to say, oh my gosh, really? That would be amazing. But notice how I said we can do that for you this month. Not forever, just this month. They're going to love it. And then you're going to say, yeah, let me just go get a sign-up sheet from my car and give it to you. And if you or any of your employees are interested, just sign up and I'll call everyone to let y'all know when you can come in and get it done. They're going to be like, yes, awesome, that's amazing, thank you so much. And then you schedule accordingly, right, to come back and pick up the sign-up sheet. Always ask them, when's a good time to pick up the sign-up sheet? So you're going to go to your car, get the sign-up sheet, come back, drop it off with maybe some information, and then boom, bada bing, bada boom, right? You're going to ask them when you can come back and pick it up, and scene. That's it. That's all you're going to do. And this works amazingly. Amazingly. The sign-up sheet is for them to have for their employees and customers. A lot of the times, the hairstylist will pin the sign-up sheet on the side of the mirror of their, you know, studio mirror. So when the client is staring at the mirror, the client will notice the sign-up sheet and ask about it. And the stylist will say to their client, they are giving my clients free whitening. Just put your info down. And, you know, that's like literally, they're saying like, hey, you know what? Yeah, they're really cool. They're giving my clients free whitening just for this month. Just put your info down. And that will give you also the authorization when you call these people to say, hey, you know what? The month is almost ending. You need to hurry up and make your appointment and so forth, right? So you want to get them in as soon as possible. So kind of say like, hey, you have the month and that's it. And so this is an amazing way to create ambassadors for your practice, because these hairstylists will talk about you. You can, they're still till today, we still leave in some of our practices that do ground marketing every single month, even bi-weekly, every 2 weeks, they leave a sign-up sheet. They pick up a sign-up sheet, then they drop another one off. They pick up a sign-up sheet, then they drop another one off at these hairstylists. It's just an ongoing thing. And every month they get a couple new patients, sometimes up to maybe 8, 10, 15, it just depends. It just depends on the location you go and do this to, right? Like I said, this is an amazing way to create ambassadors for your practice. Not only will the employees and the stylists come in, but now they are referring their clients to you. So try these strategies, guys. Try these strategies. Don't just listen to this episode and say, that sounds interesting. Oh, wow, yeah, that does sound pretty nice. And then never do it. No, okay? Like, as a ground marketer, and if anybody listening who's enrolled in the course or who's enrolled in our workshop, you know the main thing what we talk about is execution. You must execute. You have to do this. You have to do things. It's not like, oh, I think it would work, but it wouldn't because of this, or maybe it shouldn't work. No excuses. Just go and execute. And you'll see the opportunities that really open up for you. And the amazing thing is, not many people are doing this, right? It's more like, okay, here's my information. If you have anybody that you know, refer them to me, and then that's it. And that's dead. That's dead. That's gone. Don't do that anymore, okay? This is what I want you to do now. This type of ground marketing, because it's going to bring you results, as you can see, but it's also at the same time going to create lasting relationships. You'll be seen as the go-to dentist in your community. And if you're enrolled into our ground marketing course, this strategy, the hair salon one, is found under Unit 10 under Creating and Building Pipelines, with so much more detailed pointers and reminders. In this unit alone, you'll learn how to get new patients from small businesses like banks, health and wellness locations, spas, realtors, hotels, and more. Okay? So go out and get these new patients. And if you're not a part of the ground marketing course, guys, go in the show notes below. Click on the ground marketing course logo or the ground marketing course link and look at what everybody's saying about the course and the results that they're getting. It pays for itself maybe like in the first week or so. So it's an amazing, amazing thing. All I ask is that you actually execute. You do these strategies. That's all I ask from you. So if you want to check out the ground marketing course, you can easily go in the show notes below and click on the logo or the link. And yeah, if you're not a part of our email list, definitely, guys, sign up to my email list. I'm not going to spam you. I'm just sending you these ground marketing tactics. I send you one. We cover a topic every month, and then I send you one strategy every week according to the topic. And then on the weekends, maybe like on a Saturday or a Sunday, I will send you like, hey, what's going on in the dental marketing world? Meaning like, okay, according to the podcast, we just, you know, like released the podcast out. We also just sent out this specific email for the ground marketing strategy. If you did not get it, let me know. That way you guys can get it. And then at the same time, we'll talk about like a deal of the week from one of our sponsors. So yeah, that's basically all I do on the email list. I don't spam you guys or anything. So if you are interested, you can also go on the show notes below and join the email list. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Let me know how these strategies go. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook under The Dental Marketer, or feel free to reach out to me on Instagram under The Dental Marketer. And thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.